You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, Swifties. You guys must be losing your minds today.
12:12 a.m., baby. Did you see Union Station all lit up in orange?
Did you see the Empire State Building in New York City?
Yeah.
Was lit up in orange.
And full of Fortnite.
I'm not kidding.
That's a little out of hand.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Come on.
Can't we all just bask in this moment of happiness? Travis is on the front cover of GQ magazine.
Yeah.
She dropped the new album announcement on the New Heights podcast. This is a magical time to be alive in this town.
Okay.
Scott asked me out in the newsroom. He's like, all right, you know, pick a Taylor Swift song. We're going to play some Taylor.
And I was going to go with Blank Space.
And I go, no. I mean, there are so many. And then I went on this.
Although Fortnite's a great song.
Oh, God, I love Fortnite.
Anything that Post Malone is even remotely associated with is awesome. The
video's incredible. But Scott said, you know, can you pick a song? And I said, well, I can pick 2,900 songs. Like, it's hard for me to even rank. That is how brilliant I think she is. And so we were going to go home tonight, watch the Royals game, get some stuff done around the house. Nope, I'm just going to put a bunch of Taylor on a loop and listen to it.
Oh, Johnny, I am so sorry.
I know.
For you.
I go into these phases where I just can't stop listening. And now that I've heard Fortnite again, here we are.
Johnny, I have a spare bedroom and a working shower. You are welcome.
He always says, I'll go, you've heard Cardigan. I sing it all the time. And he'll always go, I've never heard Taylor sing it.
Wow.
Anyway,
that poor
very
man.
Exciting. Very exciting stuff.
So when does the new album drop?
Well, Carrie called me and said, you can go on the website and it's a physical thing.
Well, no. Not only is it on disc.
Yeah.
She's issuing it in vinyl and cassette.
Yeah.
She issues almost all of her albums on vinyl.
Which is not unheard of these days.
Yeah, but
you know, vinyl's back in.
Carrie even said, she goes, I would have to scrounge up a cassette player.
I've got two.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited.
Because I still have cassettes.
It's going to be a while. Like, you can buy it now, but it doesn't come out this second. It's going to be a while.
Mary Beth had 3 or 4 on vinyl and decided she didn't want them anymore, gave them to somebody as a gift, and you would have thought that she bought them a new car.
I bet.
Oh, no. You don't get rid of the vinyl. I never did. I still have the original vinyls from the 80s.
Yeah?
I'm going to be honest. I was at Walmart today, and I know that statement in and of itself is shocking, but I needed to go because I needed one specific thing that they only have at Walmart.
Is there a reason you're wearing an orange shirt?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's not.
Is that what you went to Walmart for?
It is not because of the Taylor announcement.
Yes, it is.
However.
You're lying.
I go to Walmart to pick up a couple of very specific things that we need. And I did see this orange shirt, and it's fall, and I thought, well.
It's not fall.
Everyone is bathed in orange right now. And so, yes, Scott, I bought a shirt at Walmart because it was orange.
Okay, the summer doesn't end for another month.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a big fan of winding things down. I'm really not. You know that.
Okay.
But, yeah, today's, it's a thing.
Okay.
How was your night?
Are you excited to get a pumpkin spice latte that doesn't have any pumpkin in it?
Unbelievable. How was my night? It was good. We watched Wheel of Fortune. I mean, it was.
Watch some Wheel.
Listen, every day in my life is Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
It's the same day every day.
How's the puppy?
The puppy's good. Did I tell you we changed the name? Did I tell you that?
Yeah, to Lizzie.
To Lizzie, yeah, okay.
And does she answer to that name?
I think she's coming around.
Good.
No, it's not Dana Wright and Johnny Rollins. Johnny's married.
Johnny Rollins is married with a child. I love Johnny Rollins.
We watched Wheel. We hung out back.
Yeah.
She's really into chasing this big rubber ball that we bought her.
Good. Wear her out a little bit.
I'm in love with this dog.
Do you have a fence? I forget in the
we
back.
Do not.
You don't. And does she know not to go bye bye if she sees a squirrel?
Okay. If she were to see a squirrel in the back, and there are no oak trees on our side of the block, so there's no squirrels. She's strong as an ox. Twice now I've been around, I've taken her on a walk and there's been a rabbit.
Yeah.
This dog damn near pulls my arms out of its sockets.
Sees a rabbit, she gone.
When she sees a rabbit,
she gone.
Hang on for dear life.
Just like Barbie.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I got the dog when you were away on vacation.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
So yeah, she's super sweet.
If Lizzie doesn't stick, I will say that you should pick a new name that has the same ending sound.
Yeah, that's what we said earlier.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
I think Lizzie's going to stick.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
But if she sees a rabbit...
No name's going to stick.
It don't matter.
It don't matter what you call her. She gone.
It don't matter at all. She gone. Anyway, so what do we got in the stack today?
It's a lot. We have a couple of stories. Lawrence, I love you. You know I love you. School is ramping up. Kids are starting to head back. A lot of listeners right now have that pit in their stomach and they're crying at stoplights because they're getting ready to send their kids off. We have two or three stories in the stack today about a dog off a leash. And I know your little Lizzie would never bite anyone. This dog sent a woman to the hospital and killed a chihuahua. And they're looking for the owner of that dog.
Okay. Before we get into all that stuff, I forgot to tell you today is National Vinyl Record Day.
Oh, that makes sense.
It was on this date in 1877.
Wow.
When the first vinyl record was recorded, was invented. Do you know who invented the vinyl record?
No idea.
Yes, you do. Thomas Edison.
No way.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thomas Edison invented the vinyl record in 1877 on this date. The top-selling vinyl records for this year, would anybody care to guess?
Top-selling vinyl this year. Is it a Taylor Swift album?
Not an album, but a song.
Was it Fortnite?
It was Lover.
Lover. Really?
That is on the list.
She released a single vinyl?
Apparently. Sam Fender. I'm not familiar with this artist. People Watching.
Okay.
Sabrina Carpenter's Short and Sweet.
Sabrina Carpenter, not Karen.
And?
Yes. We are not taking that to the air.
We're gonna let that dog die. We are gonna let that dog die.
Give me
die.
The other song.
It's not a song.
What is it? Tell me.
It's a record from 1977 that is one of the top selling vinyls this year.
Okay. What did we have in the realm of the biopic? Because why would something like that come back? It's not Elton John. It's not the Rolling Stones. It's not...
1977. It's one of the top-selling vinyl records of this year.
Why? I know as soon as you play it,
48 years after it was released.
I don't know. You have to tell me. Is this because of that guy on the scooter drinking the Gatorade?
Yes, he was longboarding down a frontage road in California drinking cranberry juice.
It was cranberry juice, that's right.
That dude got an ocean spray.
Are we sure it was cranberry juice?
Well, it might have been something else in there.
I hope they have paid him handsomely.
He got an ocean spray deal. Endorsement, yeah.
Fleetwood Mac's Rumors vinyl is in the top five sellers of this year on vinyl.
That is one of the best albums of all time.
Without doubt.
It's one of the greatest videos of all time. That guy was hilarious.
That guy was Why is it that certain things like that go viral and you cannot explain it? You cannot quantify it. You can't. If you had said to me, some dude who's like 50 years old is going to be on like a skateboard drinking cranberry juice and 300 million people are going to watch that and share it. Why, Sam?
By the way, just a very normal guy. It's not like he was trying to become an influencer.
He's the antithesis of the influencer.
He probably didn't even set up the recording.
He was recording himself.
Oh, he was recording himself.
He was recording himself, but that's the song that was on. It's just the weirdest thing. Like, why?
And I don't think he had a car at the time. I think Ocean Spray bought him a car that was covered in Ocean Spray logo.
Man on longboard.
Oh, so it was wrapped.
Yeah.
If you do Man on Longboard, drinking Ocean Spray pops up. Let's see who he is.
By the way, let me answer a couple of texts that just came in. Are you guys going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday?
Yes.
The answer is yes. It has been a month.
Too long.
Since we did Terrible Jokes. We will be doing Terrible Jokes at 3:45 this afternoon.
His name is Nathan Apodaca, and he went viral after he posted a video skateboarding and drinking cranberry juice to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. That's exactly how we just described it, except no one can describe, why.
I can tell you why. America still, there is comedy in stupid.
Yeah.
And in innocent stupidity.
Yeah.
And America still loves that.
It was also just so peaceful and so freeing.
It was very, very peaceful. And you are right. Ocean Spray bought him a new truck, and it looks like a lifetime supply of cran grape.
Oh, gross. All right. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Terrible jokes coming up at 3:45 this afternoon.
So Scott and I have told this story over the years. He and I were out for different news organizations covering the same story the day that the little girl disappeared in Kansas City. And we looked and looked and looked.
That was the first thing
we
ever met.
Everybody was looking, and you and I were out there like, what, and we asked police, are we sure we check that house? And so sometimes
it was an Amber Alert.
It was an Amber Alert. Sometimes funny things happen in the middle of a very serious story. And that day, lo and behold, the child that was missing started out a terrifying story. Mm-hmm. It turns out she was asleep inside the entire time.
She
and
was
somehow
in a closet.
The entire police force and missing person sniffing dogs were not able to locate this child. So she was sleeping. So I found this headline today out of Lawrence. And I told you there were several Lawrence stories in the stack today. I cannot stop laughing because they had a standoff, which I used to call, as a reporter, the non-standoff, because 99 times out of 100, you're standing out there. Police are like, come out with your hands up, and there's no one inside.
Do you still remember the formal?
It's an Op 100, Scott.
That's right. It's an Op 100.
We're live here at the Op 100, and it's been a tense standoff. And then, you know, it would always turn out that, yeah, it was tense, but there ain't nobody in there, right?
And I would always laugh when I would watch or listen on the radio or hear on TV, the reporter, for whatever reason, reporters, especially the younger ones, tend to get way too much into the cop speak.
We got an Op 100.
Police have declared an Operation 100 here.
Yeah.
At 39th and College.
For us veterans around town, that means we're all going to be standing outside for a long time, and there's not going to be anyone.
And nobody's coming out.
Right.
Nobody's
just
coming out.
That's how it works. So listen to this headline out of Lawrence, Kansas. We got to get Lockhart on the phone for this.
Poor guy.
A standoff has ended in Lawrence after authorities enter the home for a second time and find man sleeping.
So they thought they had an Operation 100. He was unaware that there was an Operation 100. Do I understand this correctly?
It was more of an Operation 50. The cops knew what was going on. The other party did not.
What did they want him for?
The Lawrence, Kansas Police Department first responded to the area of a neighborhood south of 23rd Street between Louisiana and Vermont around 1:30 a.m. this morning. A woman called police for help. Okay, nothing funny about that.
Louisiana, Vermont, that's a wide swath of city.
Yep. And police said they had a reason to believe that a man inside the home was in danger. Okay?
Of what? Waking up?
What? When police arrived, they did find the man, but he was in an agitated state, was threatening violence, and then would not come out of the house. So in fairness, they came there to help, knew there was a guy inside.
And he decided to go take a nap.
And then he decided, unbeknownst to them, I'm going back inside. I don't want any part of your Op 100.
I'm not coming out. I'm going to go take a nap.
The police department had to do what it had to do at that point. They called in the crisis response team. You know, the federal money that poured in after 9/11, right. You know, there are certain cases where they get to use the toys. Officers go in, they go into the basement. The guy will not come out, and officers leave. They retreat. Police continue to wait, trying to get the guy to come out until 8 o'clock this morning.
So he's fully rested.
They go in to the home, and he is sound asleep on his bed.
Is there a crime that's been committed?
Well, this is where I kind of need the chief to call in on this. I want to know.
Did you text him?
I did.
Okay.
He was safely taken into custody. That sentence also made me laugh. How many officers does it take to take a sleeping
one? If that.
It does say he faces several possible charges.
Like what?
Well,
what crime did he commit?
Scott, I don't know.
I'm agitated. I have the right to be agitated and not come out of my house and go to sleep.
I'm going to be honest. Are you resisting arrest if you're sound asleep? You don't know. Now, he did know the first time they came in and he was agitated and then police retreated. But
did he threaten them?
If he story doesn't say.
If he didn't threaten them, I don't think he's committed a crime. Chief Lockhart.
We'll see if we can get them to call in on that. Okay. I just, you know, they got
Why
their man.
They at the home initially.
He was agitated, apparently.
A woman called and said there's someone in need of help. And I don't know if this was a welfare check or she thought maybe he was a danger to himself. I don't know.
Okay.
But you do have the right
to be agitated.
Yeah, this sounds like a case of mind your dang business.
And you do have the right
to go
to
sleep.
But I've got to hand it to the guy. And all kidding aside, you think police are trying to get you to come out. And he's like, I'm going to bed.
I'm
going to
go take me a nappy poo.
It is 2 a.m. I'm tired. I've got stuff to do tomorrow. I'm going to bed.
Carson's over. I'm going to bed.
And the whole time they're out there, sir.
We'd like to go home, sir.
Come out with your hands up. Are you talking to me? I've been here asleep.
It's minding my own business. Somewhere between Louisiana and Vermont. By the way, for those of you who don't know, the streets, the north and south streets in Lawrence, are states as they were admitted into the Union.
Okay. Wait, in that order?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, Delaware is going to be the farthest east.
That is pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Right? And then it's like, you know, whatever was Massachusetts, whatever. So when they say that it was south of 23rd between Louisiana and Vermont, we're talking about 15 blocks.
Yeah.
That's how it works in Lawrence. Is it starts on the east side and moves west, and the roads are named as it was admitted to the Union.
I did not know that. That's fun.
So the main drag is the main drag is Massachusetts. To its immediate east is Vermont.
Yep.
To its immediate west is New Hampshire.
It's one of the first things I learned when I moved there. However, if you asked me what is the order that the states were admitted, I would tell you.
I don't remember.
Well, but if you go to Lawrence, just start with one and start counting.
Right. Delaware was the first state.
Yep.
And so it's the farthest east.
Yep.
And then
I don't remember the order, but I do know
either.
If you ever need to know
either.
The order, just go to Lawrence.
Just start at Delaware and start driving down 23rd.
Or go find the needle point that our grandmothers all did with the state's birds and the state's.
Yes.
I've got one in my house, and Dorothy did it's a quilt, Scott. And when she passed, she had all the quilt squares, but it wasn't quilted. And we went and got that thing quilted. And if you ever need to know the order.
You finished her work.
Yes,
for her.
The order That's those states were admitted in is on each quilt square, along with the state bird and the capital. I got you. You can either drive to Lawrence or you can come to my house and look at Grandma's quilt.
What's the capital of Vermont?
Montpelier.
That's correct. What is the capital of New Hampshire?
Concord.
That is correct. What is the capital of Massachusetts?
Not Boston. Boston? Not Boston.
I need a final answer.
Boston.
Don't look.
Okay, Boston.
What is the capital of Delaware?
Ooh. Annapolis.
No.
Maryland. Delaware is Dover.
That is correct.
I remember this because we did this in, what was it, elementary school?
Yes.
You had to name
like
all the
else.
Capitals?
What's that thing that they create for animals to go over highways?
Really? A bridge.
By the way, I was still laughing at that this morning.
It is called a wildlife crossing.
913-586-7798. Somebody wrote in, I am disgusted that I went to KU and did not know that the order of the streets is in the order of their admission
to the union.
To the union. Delaware was number one. Would you care to guess what was number two?
Oh.
Came 5 days after Delaware.
Probably like Philly.
Philly would have been the next state if it wasn't a city.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Every day. It's here every day.
In what state does Philly reside?
don't try
May
to trick her.
May I clarify my answer? Is it Pennsylvania?
It is.
Then why is the song "The Streets of Philadelphia"?
Because it's about
because it's a streets. City with streets.
I was just thinking it's got to be something up in the New England-y area, and I know that Georgia is one of the early ones too.
That is correct.
Which is weird. That's the one that's like out of place.
Not really.
Well, all of the other ones are up to the top right, and then you've got Georgia.
Oh God.
What?
You don't think the Carolinas and Virginia were admitted as well?
Well, but most of them are the New England-y ones, aren't they? New Hampshire?
No.
Yes, I'm thinking about the Lawrence streets.
All right, here we go. I'm going to put you out of your misery.
Massachusetts?
Okay, I'm going to put you out of your misery.
To be fair, the first 11 were admitted in under 5 months.
That is correct. Delaware was number one.
Yeah.
Then Philly.
Gotcha.
Okay. Then New Jersey.
Yes.
Then Georgia.
Yes.
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. I forgot about that.
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Maryland. South Carolina.
Tennessee's got to be in there somewhere.
New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia. New York. North Carolina. Rhode Island. And Vermont.
Hmm.
Then, several years later, comes Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio.
Ohio.
Louisiana.
Yep.
Indiana. Mississippi. Illinois. Alabama. Maine. Missouri.
Yeah, those are all the Lawrence streets.
That is correct.
Philly. Good old Philly.
Old Philly. That's a
going to let Philly in.
tiny little state right next to New Jersey.
I cannot believe I just said that. I hope my dad's not listening.
I hope he is. All right, here
well,
we go.
Alaska is an island.
Oh, my
Alaska
God.
Alaska is an island. By the way, the summit between President Putin and President Trump they announced today will take place in Anchorage on Friday.
Yep. All right.
More than half of Americans, listen to this, more than half of Americans skip lunch in order to work more, according to a recent survey. The poll of 2,000 employed Americans revealed that 55% forego eating lunch on hectic days to be more productive. Respondents also admitted to completely forgetting to eat lunch 2 days out of the week on average. How do you forget to eat lunch?
Well, we had this very conversation this morning.
You and Johnny?
Yep. He's so bad about it. He just works.
He's so bad about it.
So are you.
I thought you were going to say that he was trying to get you to eat.
That's what I was expecting.
We both need to do better. Because he gets up at 5 a.m. And so lunch to him, if you think about it,
it
is
like 10 o'clock.
9:10 a.m. And by the time I call, I'm like, hey, you want to meet at noon? You know, our schedules are just a little bit off because I sleep in and he gets up early. I am horrible about it too, Scott. And I went to the store today and I made sure I got stuff that would be easy to bag up, sandwich up, bring in.
Nice. Good.
We both have to be better about it.
Good for you.
Yeah. I know you guys have worried about my health. Not my health. But
no,
I know
we worry that you don't eat until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, you're not eating. And then I get crazy and I get snappy and, you know.
Oh, no, I've never noticed you get snappy.
No, not at all.
Never.
It's called hypoglycemic?
Oh, yeah.
Which is when you are not eating during the day and your body sugar
shaking.
Your body sugar goes down.
It affects your ability to handle stress.
Oh, shocking.
And differentiate between cities and states.
And islands and peninsulas.
It's the number one little known side effect. Hypoglycemia.
You start thinking cities are actually states.
Philly was admitted into the union.
Please tell me you're saving that one, Sam.
What do you think, honestly, is the reason? If you had said to me, Americans are saying they don't eat lunch, what do you think the reason is? I would say that they don't feel like they can take the 30 minutes because they think they're so busy.
Without question. I think...
They feel guilty or they feel like they can't?
You know, which is crazy. Americans are a unique breed in the sense that they self-identify with their job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a mom. I'm not a dad. I'm a radio talk show host. And by God, this town needs its entertainment.
But is it the people's fault or is it the society's fault?
Both.
Yeah.
And you
because we allow it.
You think you're either in fear of losing your job, or you are under some misconception or misperception that you're so important at work that for you to take 30 minutes away from it, oh, how would they ever survive?
But why do you have to take 30 minutes away? In every job
I eat at my desk.
In every job I've ever had, I've only taken a lunch break at one of the jobs.
Okay, but listen to me. That's not a lunch break. Eating at your desk while you are still working is not a lunch break. Most places, you are getting paid for 8 hours a day, but you're there 9.
Correct. Well, we're here 6.
So, well, I don't mean us.
Oh.
6?
Just speak for yourself.
All right, 5.
But
I do
again.
A little bit of work from home. A little bit. It's not a lot.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, most people get paid for 8 hours, but they work 9. And so if you're not taking that hour, you are gifting 52 hours of your life or thereabouts a year that you're not getting paid for to the company.
You want to redo that math?
Well, it could be 52 hours.
If you only did one day a week.
Oh, or it can be 5 times. Yeah, we're not going to do math. You know what I mean.
Did you eat lunch today? I guess is the next very important question.
Okay.
You're killing it today.
We
got geography. We got math. I mean, we're doing all. You want to go to science?
I hope the KU chancellor's not listening.
Your dad is, by the way.
He is texting us. Yeah.
Oh, God. You know what I mean. If you don't take...
Oh, my God.
If you don't take your hour a day, times 5 days, times 4 weeks, you're giving a lot back to the company you're not getting paid for.
I will agree with you.
Way more than 52 hours. And they're not going to pay you for it when they fire you or lay you off.
Your dad just wrote, Philly, 4 question marks, ugh.
You know what I mean.
913-586-7798. Are you one of these 55% of Americans who, for whatever reason, you don't take your lunch break at work? You're entitled to it. You're welcome to it. I think by law in most states, they have to give it to you. At least a certain amount of time, if you work 8 hours a day.
Yes.
They have to give you, I think, a minimum of 30 minutes. But I'm too important, or my job is too important.
Well, I don't think it's that. I think it's more the perception. You said misperception. I don't agree with that. I think it's the perception that you'll get in trouble if you leave. Hmm. Oh, look at so-and-so taking another hour lunch.
Oh, boy, they never miss a lunch.
Right?
Well, and if you think for a living, Mary Beth is in marketing, and if she is knee-deep in a project, she's not going to break that thought cycle because she wants to complete the research that she's working on in that specific moment.
I don't think anybody would accuse the three of us of thinking for a living.
No.
913-586-7798.
Speak for yourself. I'm fine over here.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So, new study out finds that 55% of Americans forego eating lunch at work, especially when it's hectic at the office.
When is it not hectic?
I don't know. I'm sure there's some jobs where you don't go to work every day and it's like crazy hectic, but 55% say they skip.
I just eat while I work.
I eat at my desk, too.
Snacked on some lunch meat and cheese during that break.
Okay. Was that part of your lunch?
It is.
Okay. Jonathan in Kansas City. Jonathan, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
I just think, you know, obviously our country right now, we're going through, and our world, we're going through some really scary stuff. I think one of the scariest is just all this stuff going on with AI. And, you know, I'm sure part of it is, you know, what's going to happen in the future. But, you know, obviously it's not quite where it's going to be 5 years from now. But people know that, you know, there is some big changes coming because of that. And I think that's creating a psychology in workplaces with workers when it comes to even simple things like taking lunch, because they are afraid that these companies, which have said, you know, up to half of the entry-level jobs will be gone within the next 5 years because of AI, they're afraid, well, you know, if I start taking lunch and the employer starts noticing, they'll be like, you know, we could get AI to do your job, and AI never takes a lunch. I think maybe that's a big part of it, because, I mean, if you see out there a lot of people trying to get better jobs or first jobs, they are struggling, and companies know, I think they know they have the upper hand.
Hmm. All right. Jonathan, yep. do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. Somebody says on the text line, 5630, do you ever work outside in this heat? If you did, you would understand why some of us skip lunch. I don't understand that. Now, granted, for the last 30 years, I've had a cozy little indoor job, but I was a mover when I was in college, and we never skipped lunch. We needed the energy.
I will tell you this. We never sat for lunch or dinner in the television news world. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You're out. It is a horribly unhealthy lifestyle. It's a lot of drive-thrus,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're working nights. My God, it's a lot of drive-thrus.
But if you're working outside in this weather, you need to take that break.
Sustenance.
Now,
yes.
I understand your argument is going to be, well, the heat, you know, churns your stomach. It makes you sick. I get it. But it wasn't a long time in my life, but it was 3 years. I did work outside as a professional mover.
I didn't realize you did that job 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So I got through college. And there were two of those 3 years I was a crew chief. And I insisted that my crew take a lunch break, because otherwise by 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon,
right.
they're worthless to me.
I was going to say, I don't know if you're working on the go. I'm telling you, there were times, well, 4 times to be precise, I was pregnant and would faint, like feeling so sick and so faint, because we'd be out covering something and then you get stuck out there, right?
But you're feeding for two.
And you have to plan ahead and like all of those things. But I remember just being like, oh my gosh, I am starving. There are certain jobs that you just can't stop.
913-586-7798. Mike in Kearney, Missouri. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are we doing today?
We are doing well. Thank you for asking.
All right. We got a friend down here at work. She wouldn't take lunch. And we told her, it's like, it's illegal. You got to take a lunch. Well, we looked it up. The state of Kansas does not have to pay you a lunch in 8-hour period.
Really?
State of Missouri does, but the state of Kansas does not.
Huh.
I thought that was kind of odd.
In an 8-hour day, are they just, what are we supposed to eat on the run?
I don't know. We looked it up on the books, and every U.S. Kansas Gov organization we could find, it says they don't have to pay you for lunch, or you don't have to take a lunch. I don't know why.
Huh. Okay. All right, man. Hey, do appreciate
Missouri
the call.
Does. I like food too much.
I hear you, bro. By the way, women are more likely to skip lunch than men.
Okay.
Hybrid workers are more likely to take a lunch than those who work in the office.
Oh, of course.
And do laundry. And
Yeah.
A third of employed Americans, 33%, also reveal that they usually eat their midday meal at their desk or their workstation.
Mm.
So of the 45% of Americans that do eat their lunch during the workday, 33% of that 45% will eat at their desk.
And I would say that is not a lunch break. That is, you're eating, but it's not a lunch break.
The average time that the American worker takes their lunch break
22 minutes.
It's actually 35 minutes, but I'm talking about the time on the clock. 12:48 p.m.
12:48. That's too late in the day.
12:48 p.m. is the average time. Quick break for the news.
I wonder we're all so angry.
Dan's got that coming up in just a moment. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.